Hello, and welcome to another edition of WTF Just Happened Today, your essential guide to making the news make sense. It's Thursday, February 12th, 2026, and I'm Matt Keezer. Today's edition was written and edited by me, and this audio version was narrated using text-to-speech and a clone of my voice. Same stories, just rewritten for audio. Now, here's what just happened today. First up, the Senate failed to advance a bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security through September 30th, leaving the agency headed for a partial shutdown when funding expires Friday night. After that vote failed, Republicans tried to pass a short-term extension to keep DHS open while talks continued. Democrats blocked it, saying they wouldn't extend the status quo without new enforceable limits on immigration operations after DHS immigration agents fatally shot two U.S. citizens in Minneapolis. With no agreement, lawmakers left Washington for a week-long recess, with funding set to lapse at 12:01 a.m. Saturday. Next, the Trump administration said it would end Operation Metro Surge in Minnesota, drawing down thousands of federal immigration agents after a two-month crackdown that produced mass protests, more than 4,000 arrests, and two fatal shootings of U.S. citizens in Minneapolis. White House border czar Tom Homan said a significant drawdown was already underway and would continue into next week. Homan called the operation a success and said he had secured better access to detainees through county jails. The sheriff's office in Hennepin County said it doesn't coordinate with ICE and that its policies haven't changed. Governor Tim Walz also said there's been no change in state policy on immigration enforcement. Meanwhile, the Justice Department tracked the search histories of lawmakers who reviewed the files from the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. At a House Judiciary hearing, Attorney General Pam Bondi was photographed with a printout labeled Jayapal Pramila Search History, listing the unredacted Epstein files that Jayapal had reviewed. Jayapal called it totally inappropriate and against the separations of powers, and described it as a burn book. The Justice Department confirmed it logs all searches made on its systems, saying it's meant to prevent disclosure of victim information. Jamie Raskin said he would ask the Inspector General to examine what he called an outrageous abuse of power, and Mike Johnson said he didn't think it's appropriate for anybody to be tracking that. In other news, the whistleblower complaint against Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard centered on an intelligence intercept that captured two foreign nationals discussing Jared Kushner. The top-secret complaint was drafted last May while the Trump administration was deliberating a strike on Iran, and a month later, the military bombed Iranian nuclear sites. The complaint was described as being locked in a safe until last week, when Congress received a heavily redacted briefing. The conversation was collected by a foreign intelligence service and shared with the U.S., and it reportedly touched on Iran and included unverified claims about Kushner that some administration officials said were demonstrably false. Also, the House passed the Save America Act, sending the Federal Elections Overhaul Bill to the Senate. It would require in-person documentary proof of citizenship to register for federal elections, mandate photo ID for in-person voting nationwide, and tighten mail voting by requiring voters to submit copies of eligible IDs when requesting and returning absentee ballots. Democrats said the measure would disenfranchise eligible voters, noting non-citizen voting is already illegal and rare. Some voting rights groups warned it could create added hurdles for people whose legal names don't match their birth certificates. The bill has no path to the 60 votes needed to break a filibuster in the Senate. Next, a federal judge blocked the Pentagon from demoting Senator Mark Kelly's retired Navy rank and cutting his retirement pay over a video advising troops not to follow illegal orders. The judge said the Defense Department had trampled Kelly's First Amendment rights and threatened the constitutional liberties of millions of military retirees. The ruling stopped enforcement of Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's censure and the administrative process to reduce Kelly's retirement grade. Hegseth said the decision would be immediately appealed, adding, "Sedition is sedition, Captain." The decision also followed a grand jury refusing to indict six Democratic lawmakers, including Kelly, over the same video. In other news, Trump rescinded the EPA's 2009 endangerment finding, removing the legal basis the agency used to regulate greenhouse gases under the Clean Air Act for nearly two decades. The repeal wiped out federal greenhouse gas emission standards for vehicles and cleared the way for further rollbacks affecting power plants and oil and gas operations. The EPA said the change would save about $1.3 trillion by cutting compliance costs and lowering car and truck prices, though the administration didn't detail its methodology. Environmental and public health groups said the repeal would increase U.S. greenhouse gas emissions about 10% over 30 years, contributing to as many as 58,000 premature deaths and 37 million asthma attacks by 2055, while also worsening extreme heat, wildfires, floods, and drought risks. Trump called the endangerment finding a disastrous Obama-era policy with no basis in fact. Gavin Newsom and multiple environmental and public health groups said they'll sue over whether the EPA can abandon the finding and still meet its obligations under the Clean Air Act and prior court precedent. And, finally, a poll found 62% of Americans said Trump had gone too far by deploying federal immigration agents into major U.S. cities, and 61% said he had gone too far using federal law enforcement at protests. 52% said he had gone too far deporting immigrants living in the U.S. illegally, and 54% said he had gone too far restricting legal immigration. About 38% approved of Trump's handling of immigration. 60% viewed ICE unfavorably, and 32% viewed it favorably. About 33% trusted Republicans more on immigration, 29% trusted Democrats more, and 28% trusted neither party. That's all for now. You can find the full edition and all the cited sources at WTFJHT.com. And if you have a minute, help me improve this audio edition. WTFJHT.com/feedback. Thanks for listening. I'm Matt Keiser, and I'm glad you're here.